Chapter 8. Every time Werdmeister Nefdada met with Rat, it was in a different place. Rooms in inns, cellars of boat shops, bakeries, east side parks, and dead-end valleys in the warrens. Ever since Nef had figured out that Rat was afraid of the dark, he'd made sure they always met at night. Tonight, Nef watched Rat and his bodyguards enter the tiny, old, overfull graveyard. It wasn't as dark as Nef would have hoped. Taverns and game halls and whorehouses huddled not 30 paces away. Rat didn't dismiss his bodyguards immediately. Like most parts of the Warrens, the graveyard was less than a foot above the waterline. The rabbits, as the natives of the Warrens were called, buried their dead directly in the mud. If they had money, they erected sarcophagi above ground, but ignorant immigrants had buried their dead in coffins after some riot or another years ago, and the ground had swollen above those graves as the coffins fought to float to the surface. Several had broken open, their contents devoured by feral dogs. Rat and his bodyguards looked sick with fright.
"Go on,"
Rat finally said to his bigs, nonchalantly picking up a skull and tossing it at one of them. The boy stepped back quickly, and the skull, weak with age or disease, shattered on a stone.
"Hello, child,"
Nef rasped into Rat's ear. Rat flinched, and Nef smiled his gap-toothed smile, his long, sparse white hair falling in a greasy trickle to his shoulders. Nef stood so close, the boy took a step back.
"What do you want? Why am I here?"
Rat asked.
"Ah, petulance and philosophy all bound up in one."
Nef shuffled closer. He'd grown up in Lodrakar, east of Kalidor. The Lodrakari thought men who distanced themselves so much that you couldn't even smell their breath were hiding something. Merchants in Sonaria who dealt with the Lodrakari complained bitterly about it, but stood close, eagerly enough when Lodrakari coins were at stake. But Nef didn't stand close for cultural reasons. He hadn't lived in Lodrakar for half a century. He stood close because he liked to see Rat's discomfort.
"Ha!"
Nef said, exhaling a gust of rotten air over Rat's face.
"What?"
Rat said, trying not to edge back.
"I haven't given up on you yet, you great stupid boy. Sometimes you manage to learn despite yourself, but that's not what I'm here for. Not what you're here for, either. It's time to move. Your enemies are arrayed against you, but not yet organized."
"How do you know that?"
"I know more than you think, Ratty Fatty."
Nef laughed again, and spittle flew into Rat's face. Rat almost struck him then, Nef could tell. Rat had become a guild fist for a reason, but of course he'd never hit Nef. The old man knew he looked frail, but a Werdmeister had other defenses.
"Do you know how many boys your father has whelped?"
Nef asked. Rat looked around the graveyard as if Nef hadn't already checked for anyone eavesdropping. The boy was hopelessly stupid. Stupid! But capable of cunning, and utterly ruthless. Besides, Nef didn't have many choices. When he'd come to Sonaria, he'd been placed in charge of 4 boys. The most promising one had eaten some bad meat in the first year, and died before Nef had ever known he was sick. This week, the second had been killed in territory fight between guilds. That left Nef with only 2.
"His Holiness has fathered 132 boys the last time I counted. Most of those lacked talent and were culled. You are one of 43 who are his seed. I've told you this before. What I haven't told you is that each of you is given a task, a test, to prove your usefulness to your father. If you pass, you may one day become God King yourself. Can you guess what your task is?"
Rat's beady eyes glittered with visions of opulent splendor.
Neff slapped him.
Your task, boy.
Rat rubbed his cheek, trembling with rage.
Become Shinga,
he said quietly.
Well, the boy aimed higher than Neff would have guessed. Good.
His Holiness has declared that Sanario will fall, as will all the Southlands. The Sakage is the only real power in Sanario, so yes, you will become Shinga. Then you will give your father Sanaria and everything in it. Or, more likely, you will fail and die, and one of your brothers will do this.
There are others in the city?
Rat asked.
Your father is a god, but his tools are men, and thus fail. His Holiness plans accordingly. Now, my little failure-in-waiting, what is your brilliant plan to deal with Azoth?
Rage roared high in Rat's eyes once more, but he controlled it. One word from Neff, and Rat would be one more corpse floating in the plith by morning. And they both knew it. In truth, Neff was testing him. Cruelty was Rat's greatest asset. Neff had seen Rat's bloodthirstiness cow older boys who might have killed him, but it was worthless if he couldn't control it. Rat said,
I'll kill Azoth. I'll make him bleed like... What you can't do is kill him. If you do, he will be forgotten. Another will take his place. He must live broken, where all the world can see him. I'll beat him in front of everyone. I'll break his hands and... What happens if his lizards rush to defend him?
They wouldn't. They're too afraid.
Unlike other boys I know, Neff said, Azoth isn't stupid. He knew what it meant when those bigs came to him. He may have even been planning for this all along. The first thing he'll expect is that you'll get scared and try to beat him. So he'll have a plan for it.
Neff watched the realization settle on Rat that he might actually lose control of the guild. If he lost the guild, he'd lose his life.
But you have a plan, Rat said.
A way I can destroy him, don't you?
And I might even share it,
Neff said. It was coming. Azoth could feel it as he lay on the floor, surrounded by his lizards, his guild.
His.
15 littles and 5 bigs. Half the littles in Black Dragon and a quarter of the bigs were his now. They slept peacefully around him, probably even Badger, who was supposed to only be feigning sleep. Azoth hadn't slept for 4 days. The night he'd come home from talking to Blint, and every night since, he'd lain awake, plotting, doubting, feverish with excitement about a life without Rat. And the rising light of day had melted his plans with the fog. He'd called those who stood with him his lizards as a joke. They certainly weren't dragons. But the children had taken the name proudly, deaf to the despair in the label. During the days he'd acted, given orders, formed his pathetic lizards into a force, done anything to keep his mind off killing Rat. How long would Rat wait? The time for a purge was now. Everyone was waiting to see what Rat would do. Everyone was still sure that he would do something. If he didn't, though, and soon, his faithful would start to doubt him, and he'd lose the guild in an instant. Azoth had even given orders for 3 of the littles he trusted most to guard Dahlgirl at all times. Then he'd doubted himself. It wasn't a good use of the strength he had. He needed those littles bringing him information, listening to the others in the guild, searching the other guilds to see if any of the neighboring guilds would like the lizards to join them. Besides, what could 3 littles do against all of Rat's bigs? Children who were 8, 10, and 11 respectively weren't going to stop Rat's 15- and 16-year-olds. He'd ended up assigning 2 of the bigs who had joined him first to watch over her, and had kept her close during every waking hour. He was slipping, though. The nights without sleep were catching up with him. His mind was a muddle. It was only a matter of time until he made a stupid mistake, and all of it was because he didn't have the guts to kill Rat. He could do it tonight. It would be easy, really. Rat had gone out before midnight with two bigs, but when they got back, he'd fallen asleep instantly. The bastard never had trouble sleeping. Azoth had the shiv. He even had a real knife that one of the bigs had stolen. All he had to do was walk up to Rat and stick it in him. Anywhere in the stomach would work. Even if Rat's dragons were loyal enough to take him to a healer, they'd certainly take all of his money. What healer was going to work for free on a guild rat? All Azoth had to do was wait until 5 minutes after Rat got back, then get up to piss. On his way back in, he'd kill him. It was the only way Doll Girl would ever be safe. He knew what becoming a wet boy would mean. Everything would change. Wet boys were knives in the dark. Azoth would learn how to fight, how to kill. He wouldn't just learn. He'd do it. Blint would expect him to kill. That niggled at him like a stare from Doll Girl that wouldn't really count unless he met her eyes. But he didn't think much about the specifics of murdering. He held on to that image of Durzo Blint, laughing at the entire guild. Durzo Blint, laughing at Rat and his little army. Durzo Blint, fearless. Durzo Blint, who Azoth could be. Blint would take him away. Azoth wouldn't lead Black Dragon. He wouldn't even lead his lizards. But he didn't want to. He didn't want the littles looking at him like he was their father, the bigs who towered over him looking at him like he knew what he was doing, like he would keep them all safe. He couldn't even keep himself safe. This was all a fraud. He was a fraud. He'd been set up, and they didn't even see it. The unmistakable sound of the front door being moved aside heralded Rat's return. Azoth was so scared he would have wept if he hadn't told Badger to stay awake. He couldn't weep in front of his bigs. He was sure Rat would come over to him, have the bigs lift him up and take him away to some horrific punishment that would make Jarls look easy. But, true to form, Rat pushed into his harem, lay down, and was asleep in seconds. A wet boy wouldn't cry. Azoth tried to slow his breathing, tried to listen to see if Rat's bodyguards were asleep too. Wet boys weren't afraid. They were killers. Other people were afraid of them. Everyone in the Sakage was afraid of them. If I lie here and try to sleep again, I might sleep here with nothing happening for another night, or another week. But Rat will get me. He'll destroy everything. Azoth had seen the look in his eyes. He believed Rat would destroy him, and he didn't believe that it would be a week before he did. It's either that, or I kill him first. In his mind, Azoth saw himself as a hero, like something out of a bard's tale, giving Jarl his money back, giving Jalaliel enough to buy review, everyone in the guild loving him for killing Rat, and Doll Girl speaking for the first time, approval glowing in her eyes, telling how brave he was. It was stupid. And he couldn't afford stupidity. He had to piss. Azoth got up angrily and walked out the back door. Rat's bodyguards didn't even shift in their sleep as he walked past them. The night air was cold and rank. Azoth had been spending most of the collection money to feed his lizards. Today, he'd bought fish. The ever-hungry littles had gotten into the entrails and eaten them and gotten sick. His urine arcing into the alley, he thought that he should have had someone watching out for that. It was just something else he'd missed. He heard a scuffling sound from inside and turned, lacing his breeches up. Looking into the darkness, though, he saw nothing. He was losing it, jumping at sounds when there were 60 guild rats pressed together in the house, sleeping, moaning on empty bellies, and rolling into their neighbors.
Suddenly he smiled and touched the shiv. There might be 100 things he didn't know, and 1,000 more he couldn't control. But he knew what he needed to do now. Rat had to die. It was that simple. What happened to Azoth after he did it didn't even matter. Whether they thanked him or killed him, he had to kill Rat. He had to kill him before Rat got to Doll Girl. He had to kill him now. And with that, the decision was made. Azoth held the shiv up along his wrist and stepped inside. Rat would be sleeping, wedged in with his harem. It would only be 2 steps out of Azoth's way. Azoth would pretend to stumble in case the bigs were watching, and then plunge the shiv into Rat's stomach. He would stab him over and over until Rat was dead, or he was. Azoth was within 4 steps of his attack when he came in sight of his own sleeping space. Badger was lying on his back in the darkness, a thin line drawn across his neck, black on white skin. His eyes were open, but he wasn't moving. Doll Girl's space was empty. She was gone. And so was Rat.